When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Well, around Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the name Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't usually bring up any happy thoughts for anyone, which is why this next case is kind of troubling for a lot of folks there, because it draws a lot of comparisons to Jeffrey Dahmer with his Wisconsin college student's remains discovered along Lake Michigan after a date. The Milwaukee community reeling after the horrific death of 19-year-old college student Sade Robinson, whose dismembered remains have been discovered along the shores of Lake Michigan. Maxwell Anderson, who's 33, faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson in connection with Robinson's death. Robinson, who was studying criminal justice at Milwaukee Area Technical College and had aspirations of joining the U.S. Air Force, went missing shortly after a dinner date with Anderson on April 2nd. A passerby found a severed leg in Warmont Park along Lake Michigan in Cudahy, Wisconsin, initiating a grim search that led to the discovery of further remains on April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Former identification is pending. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office expressed confidence that the remains are, in fact, Robinson's, though. The case drawing chilling comparisons to Jeffrey Dahmer, particularly from Robinson's mother, Sheena Scarborough, who labeled Anderson as a 2024 Jeffrey Dahmer on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. However, retired Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Steve Spagolda, who investigated Dahmer, noted that unlike Dahmer, Anderson left substantial forensic evidence and was quickly apprehended due to modern investigative technologies. There's a treasure trove of forensic evidence that's left in his house and on video cameras and with witnesses. It's a little bit different than with Dahmer. She told News Nation, remember back in 1991, they didn't have any of that. Anderson was arrested on April 4th and is currently held at $5 million bail in Milwaukee County. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, led by Sheriff Danita Ball, has indicated that they do not believe there are additional victims, but the investigation remains ongoing. Anderson's preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday. Yeah, it's a creepy one. Another one where they have chopped up bodies. What the hell is up with the chopping up of the bodies all the time? I didn't realize.
There was
this much dismemberment that went on in the murder world.
Well, again, I've brought this up. That just seems like so much freaking work to me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to kill somebody, that's one thing, but then you're going to cut them up. I mean, go to the gym, you know, I mean, get your aggression out that way. Why do you have to go to this extra measure?
Like,
I get maybe they're trying to get rid of, like, you know, fingerprints and things like that, but it's just weird.
I pay extra to buy the chicken winglets when I make chicken wings, because I don't like having to chop the whole chicken wing up and, like, get in the joints and stuff. That's a pain in the ass. I cannot imagine doing a human body, and that's got to be a lot more tough than a chicken. But to some, I don't know. I don't know how the hell people do it. To have the stomach, I guess, to do it at all either. There'd be more fluid than the person's blood because I'd be throwing up everywhere. The whole time.
Right.
They'd be like, what's all this other liquid? Like, this looks like Taco Bell. Like, what was like Taco Bell for lunch before I dismembered the person? What is this over here? I stopped at McDonald's too and I had a big, like, okay, that kind of, what about this one? IHOP. Oh, okay.
Ew.
But God, no, there's no way in hell. There's no way. I mean, that is just such a disturbing thought. I couldn't get past
it takes murder to a different level. It's not just you've killed another person. It's you've gone X amount of steps beyond killing with a dismemberment. To me, it just jacks you into a different category. And I do want to tell you, before we went on to do this story,
you cut someone up.
I had misread something about the suspect.
Okay.
No, I'm too lazy. No, I would never. But I misread something about the suspect. It was the victim who was a criminal justice student.
Okay.
So they met maybe on a dating app or something. And, they went out on what sounds like a first date and he just decides to kill her. I mean, how scary is it to be in the dating world? Yeah. You know?
Well, I'm about to re-enter it. So.
I know, and I'm sorry. As I said that, I went, "Oh, how can I talk with my foot in my mouth?"
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never been that scared. I would be more fearful if I was female, quite honestly, and I totally, understand that because there's a lot of freaky people out there. But I mean, there can be either way too. That's why you kind of gotta vet them. More and go to a public place, don't go to anybody's house right away. And, you gotta be smart with all of that. So you're not, in a bad situation. But I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, and that's the thing. I don't I never have done like the hookup apps and stuff where like people just go to people's homes and hook up. I date people and get into relationships. But my God, I mean, the amount of people that do that. That's got to be insanely risky. I mean, it's always like you go on a date, go to a public place. Like people are just like, God, that's, I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised we don't hear more of stories like this that are results of hookup apps and things like that.
Well, what it reminds me of so much is it's basically the modern day picking up a hitchhiker. You know, you're hanging out with a stranger that you have no idea what their background is. Mm-hmm. Except this time you're in their house.
You know,
more things can happen in somebody's house versus in the car, but still things could happen in the car too. So it's just the modern day version of hitchhiking.
It just seems insanely dangerous. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm old, but like I have a friend who's who's fairly active in that world. And I'm just shocked by like the amount of like, women that he's met on these things. And it's like, I went to her place and like, she just was cool with you coming to her place or coming to yours. You've never really met. No. And like, what the fuck? Like you don't know each other from Adam. I mean, just scary. It's scary to think about that's a thing, but people don't have boundaries when they should. And then this sort of horrible thing can happen.
Yeah. And maybe that's, dating apps are okay, but maybe you go through your friends, like, who do you know who's single and you've known them for 30 years or 20 years or 10 years and you know that they don't chop bodies up,
I wonder if that's like something, because I've not gone back on dating apps yet. I am single again. The audience probably knows I was engaged, but that fell apart. But we're all good and we're fine. But the idea of being back on there, I'm kind of like dreading a little bit.
Yeah, and this story didn't help, did it? No,
I'm just taking my time. But like, is there boxes to check where it's like cuts people up, like hobbies and things like that? I don't know.
I don't know. There are some people that I think you need to be aware of. Yeah. Dating profile apps are the pictures Like, you know, if they're showing somebody who's hunting, that might be a complete turnoff. Like, nope, you're into killing things. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, not bashing anybody who's hunting, because my goodness, here in Wisconsin where I live, that's the national pastime here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people do here. So it's a big thing. But I don't know. Maybe there's certain things you have to be aware of, and maybe just go through your friends. Like, who do you know who's single, and do it that way instead of the modern way?
I need friends first to do that. That are actually living here,
Tony.
Which I have none of. So, yeah, I guess I'll be out there and
come back to Wisconsin.
God, no, there's no way in hell I'd go over and live there again. Two stories today, they're all about death from Wisconsin, and it's cold, and it's cold, and I can't do cold anymore. So, no, I'm.
You are old.
I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. Just going to make sure I don't accidentally check the chopping bodies up thing. Like, why is no one responding? Oh, shoot. I checked that box. Darn.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.